the city of Miami Gardens originally launched the festival as a purely jazz event. According to the festival's senior operations director, Ula Zucker-Williams, that idea didn't last long.
And then we realized that there was a demand for something a little bit different. Put some A-list artists that are selling records right now that people know, and they would buy tickets.
And buy they did. The festival has since grown from around 2,000 attendees to more than 60,000. Meanwhile, the mix of music is now about 5% jazz and 95% soul, funk, R&B, and hip-hop. Joan Cartwright wishes those numbers were reversed. She heads up an organization called Women in Jazz South Florida. Cartwright says festivals can provide local artists with vital exposure, and she thinks it's a shame many of them can't participate in Jazz in the Gardens, among other things.
The tradition of jazz has been watered down by other genres that are not truly jazz. If you're going to have an R&B festival, call it R&B in the Gardens.
But Zucker-Williams says it was easier to keep the name they had than change it. Ultimately, she says, the festival is about branding the city.
I think it's important that a lot of the surrounding cities see that, you know, something really amazing comes from Black communities. Let's be honest, oftentimes when you hear about Miami Gardens, it's synonymous with things that you probably don't want to hear about, crime and violence.
And Zucker-Williams says not only is the festival drawing in tens of thousands of people, almost half of the ticket buyers are coming from outside of South Florida. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.